What if I told you that everything you thought you knew about power, about success, influence, and getting ahead is a lie? That the world doesn't actually reward hard work, honesty, or good intentions, but something else entirely? And what if I told you that there's a book, a banned in prisons, studied by CEOs, loved by rappers kind of book that breaks down exactly how power really works? Well, that book exists. It's called The 48 Laws of Power by Robert Greene. And once you read it, you'll never see the world the same way again. This book is one of the most controversial bestsellers of all time. Some people call it a Bible for manipulators. Others say it's just revealing the truth about how the world actually operates. Either way, people can't get enough of it. It's been translated into dozens of languages, sold over 1.5 million copies, and is widely read by everyone from Fortune 500 executives to prison inmates. Jay-Z has referenced it. 50 Cent worked with the author to write a follow-up, and there are even rumors that Vladimir Putin keeps a copy on his desk. So today we're going deep into the 48 Laws of Power. We're going to break down what this book teaches, how its laws play out in real life, and why, whether you love it or hate it, you can't afford to ignore it. Let's get into it. So what exactly is the 48 Laws of Power? On the surface, it's a book that breaks down the hidden strategies behind power, influence, and manipulation. Lessons taken from real historical figures like Napoleon, Machiavelli, Cleopatra, and even modern-day power players. But it's more than just a history book. It's a guide to survival in a world where power is the ultimate currency. And the man who wrote it, Robert Greene, isn't some out-of-touch academic. He's someone who's spent years working in Hollywood, watching firsthand how power plays out in the entertainment industry, the betrayals, the psychological warfare, the invisible rules no one talks about. He saw that the most successful people weren't necessarily the most talented, but the ones who understood the game. So he took that knowledge, combined it with historical examples, and created a ruthlessly honest manual on power. And the world ate it up. But here's where it gets interesting. This book is so powerful, so revealing, that it's been banned in multiple U.S. prisons because authorities believe it gives inmates too much insight into manipulation and control. Think about that for a second. A book so influential that it's literally considered dangerous. And now let's break down some of its biggest and most controversial lessons. Greene lays out 48 laws in the book, but we're not going to go through all of them. Instead, let's talk about a few of the most powerful ones. Ones that, once you understand them, will change how you navigate work, relationships, and even social interactions. Law number one, never outshine the master. Imagine this. You're at work and you come up with an incredible idea. Your boss loves it, praises you, maybe even gives you a little credit. You're thinking, great, this will get me promoted. But then something changes. Your boss seems distant. You're getting fewer opportunities, and before you know it, you're pushed aside. What happened? You made your boss feel insecure. You outshined them, and instead of rewarding you, they saw you as a threat. And that's why Greene says, never outshine the master. If you want to succeed, don't just be good. Be good in a way that makes the person above you feel secure. Let them take some credit. Make them feel powerful. That way, you rise with them instead of being crushed by them. It sounds a little sneaky, right? But look at history. This is exactly what people have done for centuries. The real world isn't a meritocracy. It's a power game. Law number 15, crush your enemy completely. This one is brutal, but history proves why it works. Greene says that if you have an enemy and you only have to defeat them, they will come back stronger and more vengeful. You have to end the threat completely. Take Napoleon, he exiled his enemies instead of eliminating them. What happened? They regrouped, plotted against him, and ultimately destroyed him. Compare that to Julius Caesar, who crushed his rival so thoroughly that Rome had no one left to challenge him, until, of course, he was assassinated. Now, does this mean you should go around destroying everyone in your way? Number. But if you're in a competitive space, business, politics, even social dynamics, you can't afford half measures. If you start a battle, you finish it. Law number 34, be royal in your own fashion, act like a king to be treated like one. This one's all about perception. If you walk into a room like you own it, people will start treating you as if you do. People respect confidence. they respond to presence. The way you carry yourself changes how the world sees you. Think about celebrities. Most of them weren't born famous, but they acted like they mattered before anyone else believed it. That's how power works. If you present yourself as valuable, people will follow. If you act uncertain, needy, or desperate, people instinctively see you as weak. This law is about self-branding before self-branding was a thing. If you want respect, you have to demand it with your presence. The reason. The 48 Laws of Power is still one of the most talked about books today is because power hasn't changed. It's just evolved. Today, instead of emperors and warlords, we have tech billionaires, influencers, and politicians. But the rules are still the same. Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk don't just build companies, they control narratives. Social media influencers use law number 34 every day. They manufacture an aura of status and people believe it. Even in relationships, the dynamics of who holds power and why follow these laws. Of course, this book has plenty of critics. Some say it promotes manipulation and ruthlessness. Others argue that it's simply exposing how power works, whether we like it or not. And that's the real debate. Is power something to fear or something we all need to understand? So, what's the verdict on the 48 Laws of Power? Is it a manual for sociopaths or a survival guide for the real world? Here's the truth. You don't have to agree with every law, but you can't afford to ignore them. No, because whether you like it or not, people use these strategies every day, in business, in politics, in social circles. And if you don't understand power, you're at the mercy of those who do. So here's my challenge for you. Which of these laws have you seen play out in your own life? Have you ever outshined someone and paid the price? Have you ever seen someone act like a king and be treated like one? Except power isn't about being the strongest, it's about being the smartest. And that's something worth thinking about. If this episode made you rethink power, let me know. Leave a review, share your thoughts, and if you want more deep dives like this, hit that follow button. Until next time, play the game wisely.